Now, I'm never sure how to take that rejoinder. Is it a compliment or an insult? If your husband's sealing the bathroom with toothpaste, you've come to the right place. Sometimes I hear that and I think that's the kind of suggestions that people can expect to Rosie and us. Sometimes I hear that and I think that he's coming to learn how to do it the right way. I don't know. That's one that can go either way. Welcome. It's Rosie on the House, live every single Saturday morning now on six affiliates across the great state of Arizona. Next week, we have a first ever record-breaking, history-making show. It's really not all that significant, but it's significant in that Rosie will be at Westworld for the home show that's going on at Westworld. I will be in Tucson for the home show that's going on at the Tucson Convention Center. Saba has two annual home shows, one spring, one fall. And we will be broadcasting independently from different home shows. We're still trying to decide how we're going to do that. If he takes a segment, then I take a segment, or if we're going to actually try and come have a conversation on air together live, because we'll have different IP equipment in different locations. So we'll kind of test and play and see what kind of latency we have while we're down, you know, on Friday setting up from both locations. So it'll be a lot of fun. So if you're in the Phoenix area and you're planning on attending the home show, you can catch Rosie out at Westworld. If you're in Tucson, come on by and say hello. We'll have a booth in there. We'll be there all weekend long. It's Rosie on the House, every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Get your Arizona Republic article today, and it talks about bathrooms. And now all the new Remodelers magazine came out and said that it is the most sought-after home remodel trend of this current time. So we're going to start off talking about the one thing that bathrooms were probably originally designed for and get that done and gone. Because really, really, how interesting is it to talk about toilets? It's not that probably everyone listening that's in a home or an apartment or a condo has one, if not two, in their home. But do you really want to talk about it? Seriously? Toilets. In the 90s, we started getting mandates from our wonderful federal government about how much water a toilet could consume per flush. You know, they would go... it would push a significant amount of water down every flush up until we were mandated to gradually reduce. And now we're getting down to 1.6 for, quote, solid flushes, and toilets that have a 0.6 for, quote, liquid flushes. So we really have significantly done that. It was reduced that. It was extremely troubling when we started to do that, because it was mandated with a deadline and the industry wasn't ready for it. So if you were one that installed it or hadn't upgraded to a low flush toilet, or if you did it initially and you haven't upgraded within the last 5 years, you probably are still wasting more water because you had to flush it 6, 7, 8, 9 times to get the job done, or you just learned to gradually do it in stages as you did your business. It's worth upgrading the toilet just because the pressurized water assistant flushes really do make a difference. And Kohler's a great brand for that. Toto is a toilet you've heard us mention on here many different times. But one of the biggest things that was conflicting was getting that water pressurized, pushed into the same size drain that was existing. You know, you hear Rosie often talking about going to a big sear unit, forcing it through old ductwork. Well, it was get a lot of the same concept here. We were taking a different technology, trying to do an old drain system that had been standardized for years. So if you haven't made the investment, stop by. I've got some interesting information to cover later in the program as it relates to bathtubs. And I got a lot of great information down at Clyde Hardware on about 16th Street and Camelback. It's like 15th Street nestled in there. I think it's 15th Street and Camelback. Great showroom. They have a ton of toilets on display. You can go check out and do your toilet bowl shopping there. But we'll be covering tubs and some of the things that are different in old jacuzzi tubs are kind of trending out and being replaced by air jets. We'll talk about that. And they also had some interesting soaker tubs that are apparently trending on. So All that and more can be found at Arizona, in the Arizona Republic article, Your Home section. Rosie is on, let's see, what is this article? On page 4 today. Nice across 4 and 5. So make sure you grab that and follow along. Or if you're in Tucson, you can catch the article tomorrow in the Daily Star. Casa Grande came out on Wednesday, and then it'll be soon. Hopefully we've got it with the Green Valley paper. I think, what date does Green Valley go out? I'm drawing a blank here. But whatever market you're in, there's a paper that we work with and try and get kind of corresponding with the same day and topic as our weekly broadcast show, which is obviously live every Saturday morning. We have a next segment we're going to be transitioning into before we get to these. We're going to be talking about home electronics and automation in the bathroom. And we have our special guest in studio, Don Stabley, to help cover that with us. And of course, as always, your calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you from anywhere, no matter where in this great state you are listening. That is your toll-free universal number to call. Program that in your phone, save it. Some people say we don't give it enough. Some say we give it too much. Just program it in your phone. Keep it set. Keep it on speed dial. 1-888-767-4348. We'll be back right after this.